Warning, the following program is a collection of idiots talking about the happenings in the sports entertainment world. It is meant to be comedically informative. The opinions expressed on this show does not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their bosses, or the Infinite Plus Network. There may be some out-of-pocket things said on this show, because this is how we talk to each other. If you are young, please seek permission before watching any further. Your homies, the Three Count Podcast. P.S. Please don't sue us.
Whoa, stop that. My takeover starts now. It's the Three Counts resident supervillain, the Dark Goat, the Dark Lord himself, Damien Fatale. And now, you're watching Damien and Friends.
Wow, I have the longest intro out of everybody. Well, as y'all saw, welcome. It's not Chaz and Friends, it's Damien and Friends because, well, Chaz is, off doing stuff. And I believe Cliff is traveling, so you get us too, like I said yesterday. So I like the, I'm not going to do all that stuff that Chaz does because he does way too much. So you know who I am. I'm the Three Count resident supervillain, the Dark Lord, the Dark Goat, Damien Fatale. And to my right, my left, my something, the guy next to me, Twitch Graves. Yeah, that
hey.
One. And I am not his number one fan.
You are.
So with that being said, watch our stuff, like our stuff. Three Count _ pod on something and or another,
and everywhere,
vice versa on the other stuff and the other things, and yeah, there it is right there, all that stuff,
Twitter, Network,
all that.
What comment, is the at sign?
The what?
I don't the know. At sign.
I have no idea. It's something. Your guess is as good as mine, sir. So, anyway, with that being said, I guess, do you want to jump to the first debate topic and then you want to do the hot and cold blah, 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 or the blah, 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 blah?
This is your show, however you want to do this.
That is my show. Let's go into the first debate topic. So, Chaz has for us, because I didn't make up any of these topics, just want to let you know, but he wants to know, and I guess in the comments, put in your comments. Is NXT, will that be on like an equal playing ground as SmackDown?
Yeah.
And Raw. Like, is it, will the way that this, I guess, the draft is going, I guess we could say, will it be on equal footing and I guess not be a developmental brand?
I don't look at it as a developmental brand to begin with. Not anymore.
I disagree, but hey, that look. We all have opinions. Well, I disagree because I don't know. I feel like it is still developmental because of all the new talent. They're still learning. Like, they're still throwing shit at the wall and seeing if it works more so than on Raw or SmackDown. Now, if, like... Like, it's got depth that it can be a third place. Especially now that it's going to be, like, heavily involved in the draft where they can take people from Raw and SmackDown. I think with this draft, then yes, it goes from being a developmental to a supplemental third brand. Let's just call it what it is.
This isn't the first time we've seen NXT in the draft, though, is it?
To actually be able to take from Raw and SmackDown? Yes.
Okay.
Like they've always been a part of the draft. They just haven't been able to take people from Raw or SmackDown. They've just been like, yeah, we're taking some of your people.
By the way, you're coming with us.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying with NXT being a developmental thing and starting stuff at the wall and seeing if it sticks. But look at the shows they're putting on. Let's be serious. When SmackDown and Raw weren't doing so hot, NXT was on fire.
That is true. I'm not the thing. Like I said, I'm not saying that they are not.
So I feel like
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
To not be considered that, but I mean, on the real, that's what they are, though.
No, I don't disagree with that, but at the same time, it's like, well, is this developmental? Yes. So it's no Chaz and Friends. No, it's not.
No, it's no Chaz and Friends. It's just,
I just,
me and my friend.
If you are a hardcore wrestling fan, excuse the cat, I feel like you're going to know who some of these people are that are coming to NXT versus the casual wrestling fan. So maybe the draft will be that moment where NXT, in my personal opinion, becomes on the same level as Raw and SmackDown. If not Raw, then at least SmackDown.
I mean, at the end of the day, they do put out quality matches. They do put out quality shows. They have the power to not be considered a third brand. Let's just put it like that. Or the developmental brand.
Yeah.
But I feel like because they haven't really had that opportunity to really they had that Survivor Series where they were a major part of the Survivor Series and actually went in there and like kicked ass. But that wasn't like a continuation. Where this is going to be like a continuation because they're going to be able to take people like Kevin Owens or Sammy or...
I think NXT is going to come out on top with the draft.
Well, no matter who they get that's from Raw or SmackDown, they're definitely going to come out on top.
Yeah.
The crowd, because they are smaller and enclosed, seems to be much louder and much more into it. They do have a dedicated feel.
So I have been to the shows at the Performance Center, and let me tell you that when I say it is loud in there, even without their entrance music, the crowd is way more into it.
And it makes sense, though, if you really think about it, because that's that hardcore base. They don't travel. They have that one spot that they have, which is good for them because it makes it look amazing on TV.
Yeah.
Which then, when they do travel, it makes them more, their tickets more sought after. So they're going to fill up pretty much anything that they do.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to get tickets for them down here.
So, I mean, like I said, they have the sheer will and power to be the third brand. Not taking that from them. It's just, I want to say before this, they were developmental. I'm just calling it what it is.
I mean, I'll agree with you on that. Before this, they were considered developmental. But I feel like looking at it now, looking at it with what they're doing now, I personally find it hard to call them developmental.
Like I said, there's a lot of great talent that's going to be shuffled around. Yeah. I'm just excited to see what's going to happen at the draft. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
I love the draft.
A lot of people don't. So I guess let's go into... hot or cold? And,
sure.
For all those that don't know what hot or cold, it's where we pick our hottest, coldest wrestler of the week and our match of the week. And since I am, I guess, the host of this said show, I will let my guests go first. What you got? Or do you not have
hottest wrestler? Just because of the heat they're drawing, it's Tama Tonga and Solo Sikoa. Like, especially if you watched SmackDown, like, when was the last time you really heard a "We Want Roman" chant? And Solo gave that to us.
All
right. So yeah, Solo's definitely my hottest. My coldest. To be honest, I don't think I really have a coldest right now.
Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself then.
Why?
Oh, because there's always one.
There's always one, but I can't really pinpoint it. Like,
I'll give it to you when I pick mine. What's your match of the week?
Okay, here we go. What's my match of the week? For me, the Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match on SmackDown between Street Profits, AOP, New Catch Republic, and Angel and Umberto from Legado del Fantasma.
All right. Solid. All solid. Besides, you didn't pick your cold. You don't have a coldest. All right. So I guess my hottest wrestler of the week would have to be... Swerve. For taking that ass whooping like a G. From Samoa Joe. It kept on coming.
Shout out to Swerve.
So, good Swerve. My coldest.
Who's your coldest?
I didn't pick him last week, but he was deserving of it every week regardless. And that is Christopher Jericho. Poor Hook.
But you're his number one fan.
No, I'm not. Poor Hook. Poor Hook. I am a fan of Fozzy as a whole. With that being said, my match of the week, I'm going to have to agree with you. The Fatal 4-Way for the number one contendership. For the WWE Championships, that Fatal 4-Way was fire. Those boys were cooking with gas. It was going to be the other tag match for those, but I don't know. I feel like the boys on SmackDown was like, nah, this is how you do it.
I feel like, and this isn't shitting on them as a tag team, because I like them as a tag team. I feel like when you can make the Authors of Pain look good, it's already a good match.
They're limited because they're so fucking big.
That's what I'm saying. See, it's not me shitting on them.
No, it's not. It's just they're so fucking big. They're very talented. They're just big ass.
Yeah. Dudes. They are oversized for sure.
Mr. Golden said, except Corbin, of course, as always. His hottest, Sammy. Coldest, he says that they're turning on Cody. I don't agree. He could have been my hottest easily, actually. I just didn't want to go with the norm.
Yeah.
Tiffany Stratton, I don't think she's the coldest. She interrupted that that match. She's getting ready to insert herself into a women's championship match.
They got a rocket strapped to Tiffany Stratton right now.
I disagree on that
one. It's amazing to see.
All right, I guess we're going into the second debate topic before we go into my dumbass of the week, which I don't even know if I got one, to be honest with you. I think everybody's been pretty
pretty
proper for the most part. Tony, I guess I could pick Tony again just because of what he said, but I think I'm just going to let him have that one. So with that being said... No, because the second topic, if I do, then we're going to be like, we're talking about Dynasty. So then that's like shitting on them. I'm going to let the dog have his day. I'm going to let him have his flowers today because it's the big day for him.
I'm impressed. What about the Indian wrestling squad whining about being released?
Oh, you mean those three guys? I didn't see gender whining. I think the post I saw him was like he was meditating. You know, like he was at peace.
Yeah, I didn't see anything about gender complaining. I thought I saw something about Veer had something to say about it. It wasn't gender. Okay, so it was Veer. And,
I mean, they weren't being used. Look, you already had two big people. You didn't need those two, especially when Authors of Pain can work a lot better. So let's call it what it is.
It was one of the other irrelevants.
Well, I mean, I guess moving on. So
that's low.
Hit me with the Dynasty thing.
All right. Oh. So do you want the pre-show as well? Do you want...
What's on the pre-show? Give me the matches on the pre-show first, and then I'll tell you.
So, okay. The matches on the pre-show are... a six-man tag for the AEW World Trios Championship and the Ring of Honor six-man tag team.
They put that on the pre-show? Okay.
Yes. All right. That would be the Acclaimed.
The Bang Bang Gang.
The Acclaimed of Billy Gunn versus Bullet Club.
Bullet Club.
Bullet Club easily. Trent Beretta versus Matt Sydal.
Trent better win that. I love Matt Sydal, but Trent better win that.
I'm torn on this one because I like them both, so I'm going to go with a I win.
Yeah, well, I mean, Trent just turned heel, so he better win this.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, but I can't pick one or the other.
It's AEW. Just tell me that's what it is.
That's all you can... tag match, Orange Cassidy and Shibata versus Shibata. Shane Taylor Promotions.
Shibata,
whatever.
Shane Taylor Promotions. Keep it going.
I agree with that. That brings us into the main card, which would be AEW International Championship, Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly. Kyle O'Reilly on this.
Kyle O'Reilly should win, but Roddy's probably going to win. Yeah, Roddy's probably going to win. He better win.
FTW rules match for the FTW championship. Hook versus Kitano. I knew this was coming. Oh, I knew this was coming.
The Hook better fucking win, but I don't care. That should have been on the pre-show.
You think so?
Yeah.
You hated that much?
Yes. Should have been switched with the double trios match. That should have.
So after that we get.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to sit on it anymore. Continue.
After that we get Adam Copeland, Eddie Kingston, and Mark Briscoe versus the House of Black. I want House of Black to go over.
I don't care. It's probably going to be a fun match. I don't care.
They've
done so much crap with House of Black. Quick, continue. I'm trying to be nice.
House rules match for the TBS Championship. Julia Hart versus Willow Nightingale.
Willow better win.
What do you got to say about this one?
Willow better win. It's going to be a good match. I think the girls will put on a good match. I think they'll put on a lovely match.
Continental Championship. Kazuchika Okada versus Pac, whatever you want to call him. I'm going with Okada.
Okada's winning, but that should be a good match, too.
That should be a very good match. That brings us to a ladder match for the vacant AEW Tag Team Championship.
Fucking ladder match. Of fucking course it is. Fuck me running. It's gonna be it's gonna be something.
Young Bucks or FTR?
FTR better win.
just going to ignore that one. So, AEW Women's Championship, Timeless Toni Storm versus Thunder Rosa.
This is still going on. I guess Toni Storm. I guess. I don't. Oh, it's Thunder Rosa this time. Oh, yeah, she's Toni Storm. It'd be funny if Thunder Toni Rosa Storm wins.
That's easy to go with.
I'm going to laugh if Toni Storm wins. Continue.
Next match. Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson.
Ospreay. It should be Danielson, but it's going to be Ospreay.
I'm going to, just to go against Joe, I'm going to go with Danielson.
That's who I
would. I know it's going to be Ospreay, but just to go against you, I'm going to go with that.
I hope you're right. In my deepest heart, I hope you're correct. Yes.
All right. Well, just to end your suffering, the main event for the evening, AEW World Championship, Samoa Joe or Swerve Strickland?
If Swerve does not win, I will riot in the small town in Utah.
If Swerve does not win, there needs to be a massive riot.
It should be. As it
goes, that will be
Jericho pretty much puts everyone over.
He put over Fandango. He did put over Fandango.
But is that really putting? Is it putting him anybody over when they have to wrestle him? No, because you beat Chris Jericho. It's like saying I beat my grandmother to death with a hammer.
Well, that damn. I feel like that's taking it a bit far.
No, it's not.
I feel like we're here and you just went here. Like
no, it's they're on the same level. That's what wrestling Chris Jericho is like.
You're horrible. You are absolutely horrible for that.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Dude, I will shoot him in the kneecap.
Or I will, oh my God, I will lose my shit.
I'm going to be so mad. Don't say that, Keith.
That will be the biggest way for me to lose my shit, Keith.
I'd be so mad. Hey, look, you got a message.
Oh, come on now. You're an asshole.
I didn't read it out loud, so that means the people that are listening is not going to know what it says.
Jericho
was 127-year-old when he fought Rocky. I hate Chris Jericho so much. All right,
are we gonna get Photoshop Jericho, or has he actually been working out?
It's Photoshop.
Swerve should be the face of AEW. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Definitely 100%. He better win so he can do that. I was gonna do Dumbass of the Week, but I think I'm gonna give everybody a break. Everybody knows that Tony is a dumbass. No, we know Tony Khan's a dumbass. There's nobody else right now. Okay. He's got it for like 2 weeks running. He's just getting it. Okay? There's no reason to put anybody out there or anything like that. Look, I don't care what he says. That whole video thing was stupid.
Oh, that was absolutely horrible, and it should have never been put out.
I don't disagree with the Ronda thing. I totally respect that with Ronda being a dumbass, but it's definitely get some cheese to go with that wine. She was whining pretty much. And yes, I would like to see MJF versus Swerve. That'd be great.
That would keep me tuned in every week.
All right. So now we're gonna go into the last topic. Wow, we did this one pretty wow. See, I knew it wasn't gonna go that long. We're on the last debate topic. I think it's because we don't have, like you said earlier, we don't have Chaz losing
it. It's only two of us when there's normally three of you guys. It's only two of us, and yeah. Chaz isn't having a mild meltdown over every little thing Cliff says.
That is true, or some of the stuff that I've said. All right, so our third last topic is Seth Rollins' top five of all time, and I think this is all he says all time.
No Chaz, no rants. No Agreed, Mr. Rants. Golden.
Agreed. Yeah. All right. So is Seth in the top five of all time?
That is a bold statement.
I was gonna say the same. We're talking all time.
If we are talking all time, and let's be serious, no.
He might be in the conversation. He might have a dog in the fight.
Top 10, yes. And you are correct. Yeah. My top five will always be different than somebody else's.
And maybe in the last 5-15 years, yeah. Yeah, no, he's been grinding for the past 15 years. That's why I said he could be in the conversation, but he's not done yet. And Mr. Golden, I agree. He's not in my top five because I'm...
He is in my top 10, top 15. When you said greatest of all time, let's look at that list.
And so many people. There's so many people that you could put out there.
There is a lot of people you could put out there.
I'm sorry. I have to. You're gonna hate me. I'm so sorry, but you got a viewer that says, "Don't be mean."
I'm not. That is my older sister. I am not being mean to the cat. So, knock it off. Going back onto the topic.
I saw Bruno. It's hard to compare his type of wrestling with nowadays. And no, see, right there. That's facts. Everybody's going to have a top five of all time. I got to live through an interesting time where I got to see some of the older wrestlers, a lot of them winding down, but going back to see some of the stuff that, on tape that I wasn't, alive to see, or that I've only heard about or read about, to everything that's going on, when I was growing up to present time. So my top five would be kind of maybe more of a, I don't know if anybody modern would be in there. You know what I mean?
Who is your top five? Just because I'm curious now.
I would think this would probably be in no order. I would say... Undertaker for sure. We already know he's going to be in there.
Easy. Shoe in.
Easy, hands down. And there's probably going to be a lot of people that I grew up watching, though, too. But,
whatever.
Brett. Sean.
Yeah.
Gorgeous George. From, way, way back in the day.
I respect that. I really respect that. Michael, Brett Piper. I respect that, too, Mr. Golden.
Yeah, no, those are awesome. And one of my favorite heels of all time, Macho Man. I think that would be my top five, but I don't even – it's no particular order for that. And then
that's the top four, whatever.
No, Gorgeous George did change wrestling, and that's why I said, I love me some Gorgeous George.
Hands down.
Hands down. When I saw his stuff, it was wow, he didn't get shot.
So going back onto the topic real fast.
Right.
Would he be top five of this new era of, not so much era, but new generation of wrestlers coming in or who are around right now?
But that's not all time, though.
No, I know, that's why I said, would you consider him a top five of the current crop of wrestling?
Yes. I, again, in the conversation. I feel like in the all-time conversation, he can be in the conversation, but I don't think he's nowhere near done. Like, I think we've only
seen, without a doubt,
like, of what he's going to do. Like, in the next 10 years, our conversation could completely change.
It very well could.
These kids nowadays don't know George by. you might be right. You might be right. He was AJ Street and all of them before, though they got that from.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Gorgeous George. Like, that's my boy right there.
I would put Seth in, like I said, top 10, top 15. He would, like we were talking about earlier, he was what, number 3 on PW's top 500?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he must be doing something right, but of all time is a very big statement to me.
That is. So, it would be, like I said, he definitely could. I know he's on, now, of all time list, like Mr. Golden said, top 50 of all time. Yeah, he's definitely in that list. For sure.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Like, that's not even...
Hell, he's in top 25.
Yeah, that's what I said. There's I don't know. Top 25 might be pushing it, dude.
Hey guys, it's the host of The Three Count, you know, Chaz Evans here. Make sure to let you know that I don't run shit, I don't do shit, I just talk shit. And make sure you subscribe to our podcast. What else should you do? You should also follow us on all social medias. That's the Facebook at Three Count Podcast, the Instagram at Three Count Pod, and the Twitter at Three Count _ Pod. Also, if you like us a lot, you should definitely buy a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/3countpod, and that's the number 3. Don't be an idiot and type in T-H-R-E-E, because you're not going to find anything. So, make sure you follow us at 3countpod or 3count_pod on Twitter and buy a shirt. Be there or be somewhere else.